We are back. Last segment of the show, of course, Davin's then Joe in studio with me. Pip at home nursing the ovaries. Mr. Helix has his hand like it's a puppet show, just massaging those babies. Trying to make those ovaries feel nice and loose.
Wow.
Well, she had nothing to say about that.
No.
We left Pip's
speech. No, I'm not going there.
We didn't say you were. We said he was.
Yeah.
He's elbow deep in Pip.
Yeah.
To make his woman feel good and loved and relaxed. That's why we love Mr. Helix. we call him a tech on the show.
That's
just
right.
To make sure Pip is in proper running order.
That's right.
Yes. She's our
apparently
own little.
He's got a hand in it.
Apparently, he's dropped the ball because I'm not in good running order.
I don't want to know about his balls. I'm just worried about your ovaries. All right. All right. So before we took our last break, you heard Smogglers, and this that was their acoustical version of "Into the Hole." You can learn more about Smogglers by going to their Facebook page, and you can go to Bandcamp.com to buy their album, and that's spelled Smogglers. And on the last break, Electric Cake Salad and their song Baby Firefly, and Neon Leaves and their song Venus in Ripped Jeans. And you can learn more about Electric Cake Salad and Neon Leaves at deucemusic.com. Deuce Music, D-E-U-C-E music.com. All right. So, Joe, you weren't here last week, but I know last time you were here, Ann said goodbye.
Yes.
Ann said goodbye. I know we were all upset about that, but Ann would not leave you like that.
Could you do something like that?
No, she knows how much you care. So she came back with more madness and insanity.
Of course she did.
And we played the game, and actually Sensei Fredico nailed it right on the nose.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn her.
Yeah. So, Pip, while I get the music queued up, what will the categories be this week for the lovely Ann Jackson?
Well, we're going to do the traditional Mr. Davin.
Of course.
I think the category number two is going to be Damn It All Red. And category number three is going to be Fucking Liars, plural.
Damn It All Red and Fucking Liars. Oh, there it is. The music was
Joe.
Really well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Joe!
I'm sorry. You're not here. You're on the phone. Five Mr. Davins?
You're ruining the illusion.
I'm sorry.
They thought that Mr. Helix and her were in studio and they were doing a puppet show on the break.
There you go. But I am prepared. Five Mr. Davins?
Yes.
One Damn It All Red, and seven Fucking Liars.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, I'm not playing.
Well, you are. You just gave your guesses.
I know, but I'm
going to say seven Mr. Davins, one Damn It All Red, and four Fucking Liars.
Four Fucking Liars.
Mm. In with three Mr. Davins, one Damn It All Red, and no Fucking Liars. Played it dangerously.
Is he living on the edge with that one?
Yes. Okay. Well, Joe's girl is playing even more dangerously, I think. Five Mr. Davins, no Damn It All Red, and two Fucking Liars.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa has six Mr. Davins, zero Damn It All Red, and two Fucking Liars.
I'll tell you what, the group tonight of those playing, not really feeling your Damn It All Red topic, Pip.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
Then when that happens, do you feel worse about yourself?
What a Damn It All Red! No,
I always do. Yes.
Good. That was what we were going for. When she comes with a topic that nobody bites on.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let's get to it, shall we? Dateline June 1st, 2014 continued because there was a ton there. Mr. Davin.
That's one.
I did not. That is one from. The woman who brought this to our attention.
Ah, you got all fired up and then you got lost in the middle. Stupid.
The emotion of the whole thing, Joe. I get carried away with this. I did not mention David Copper. That's the guy in Ghana for the FBI. I'm sure he's legit. And I did not know where it is from. I have been busy, and Green told the woman who brought this our attention to about UK EFCC. And maybe I forward that info to the woman before, because this is a fraudulent email address that is passed off as being official, that is claimed that Anne told victims to go to, but of course she's sending it to scammers. That's what UK EFCCC is. I go, it is not from the woman that brought this to attention, but the quote is attributed to Anne Jackson and May. Are you telling me somebody else did that and it was not you? The giving of that email address is what enraged Steele, who's an anti-scammer that she's been fighting with. This is why everybody is upset with you again. I need to know the meaning of this, Anne.
This is you writing to her.
This is me writing to her, and this is what it says. Anne Jackson says, people have been scammed should contact EFCC if it is from Africa. Email e.f.c.period@activist.com for urgent assistance to get their money back and arrest scammers.
Shouldn't that be a .org on that if that was a legit thing?
Well, no, because it's not from this country.
Oh, okay.
But it's not a legit thing. And then the website this is on is usgovinfo.about.com, fake U.S. soldiers robbing. So she posts this on a legitimate site.
Mm-hmm.
She posts this on a real website set up to help, a government website set to help up victims, and she posts this as advice. So you can understand why people are upset. They actually go to the right place.
And get the wrong information.
From Anne.
Yeah. Idiot.
Now the people that are running the legitimate site, have they gone to her and go, what are you doing?
I don't know. Probably not. Mr. Davin!
Two.
This is what I found from Green's email. And then she sends me the email address, which is green1parker@yahoo.com. Subject is send to my daughter. And it's, hello, Anne. I'll be waiting to have the information of Western Union so that I can send them to my daughter, okay? Thank you, Mr. Green.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Davin!
That's Trace.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I like to be heard after my name. Wow. That thud was... Anyway. I really do not know it well, because I am busy with my jobs. I do not often come online. Well, you go on better different sites, you might. See, someone is creating the rumors. So I respond to her. I go, so you're telling me 100% that you did not make that statement. You will not make that statement, correct? Mr. Davin!
Wow.
Nice comment. I do love to hear your opinions, and they are scammers. I don't know if she's being sarcastic or not there, to be honest with you.
Maybe.
I do love to hear your opinions, and they are scammers. Ha 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 ha! I really want to see these people have no way out, because they threaten me a lot when they ask me to send the money all the time. Do you know one thing? They are real criminals. I had no money to buy food, and they still asked me to pay for the fees. I was sick, and I had no money to see a doctor, and this fucking Miller did not feel shame asking me to pay for the fees.
Do you know why he didn't, Anne? Because he's a fucking scammer, you bird brain!
That's why.
Well, glad we solved that mystery. Let them know way out. Do whatever you want. I am checking some mails left in my mailboxes. I have no energy at all. They lied to me many times. They said the funds will be transferred to my bank account. Fucking lies. I never get any money. Now it's time for Damn It All Red.
Ah.
Oh, yes.
Look at Pip. I feel good about myself. Self-worth.
Stoked.
A woman and her ovaries.
I asked for so little.
And you get even less. It's kind of our specialty here.
Yes. We should have a plaque and a fucking wall with that.
I can live with
under
that.
Under the Davin's 10 logo.
It really is. We ask for so little and get even less.
It's like
less.
Everybody, every company's got their, oh, what the hell is it? The mission statement.
Yes.
That's the Davin's 10 mission statement. We should have a little plaque in the studio next to the emblem.
All right, that works. Damn it all, Red. You said money gets sent back to you. Were you ever able to withdraw it and do as you wish with this? Oh, this is me, so it doesn't really
Stupid.
Count. This doesn't count.
Well,
sorry.
This damn it all. Oh, ruling on this.
No, it's my. It's a font thing. It's my. It's not her. It's
you
me.
Used damn it all, Red?
Yeah, by mistake, because my. No, it doesn't count.
So the ruling is damn it all, Red only has to be by Ann.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Men have died.
All right. Wait, I got to read this. Hold on.
Oh, brother.
Now, this is from me, because it's well-written.
Pat yourself on the back.
Compared to Anne,
okay.
You're well-written.
All right.
Well, sometimes. You said money. What?
A little off towards the end tonight, aren't you?
So this is me to her. You said money got sent back to you. Were you ever able to withdraw and do as you wish with this money? Were you ever given a bank account number where your money was being held? It was your money, so you should have access to it at all times. These African scammer syndicates launder money in England. This is my comment. No, these U.S. scammer syndicates launder money in U.K. I don't know what the hell that's about. But anyway.
You just reiterated yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what the hell that was. So Anne writes, send it to Pat. Oh, she's quoting me. She's quoting me.
Is it a damn it all red?
There's two damn it all reds and one ball busting blue. But she's quoting me, so I guess it counts.
It counts.
So you got two damn it all reds with a ball busting blue.
All right, two damn it all reds. All right, good.
Send
two
it to Pentagon.
Ding, 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 ding.
Send
I left.
Send it to Pentagon. I respond, okay, then you never had access to your money, so in fact, none of them ever sent you back a dime, correct? Mr. Davin! I do not know where this info comes from. On May 8th, I was working, so I do not know what is going on. I worked at two places. Mr. Davin!
Jesus Christ.
I got the info from Maybank in Malaysia and RHB Bank, as you know. They held my money, and you know the stories. Did I
Yes, it's been filling the ass end of the show for about 2 years.
I don't really know if we want to call it the ass end of the show, Joe. Don't know if we're going to use that for marketing.
Well, no.
2 hours of comedic gold and 1 hour of ass end. Join us every Tuesday. As Pip and Davin get through it and Joe tends to nod off. Yeah.
Put that by the plaque.
Did I send the mails to you about what banking for me? Brown asked me to borrow money. They always ask me, money, money, money. Even I was sick. They are not human beings.
No, they're scammers.
Well, yes, and I respond, you've sent me a lot of emails. I believe you felt they were incompetent and did not know how to do funds transfer. Is that correct? I agree. They are terrible individuals. So then she sends me Jennifer Green's email address, and this is what Jennifer writes to Anne on May 4th, 2013. Dear Mummy Anne, Brendan Fraser is in the room.
Getting all better from being hit by that truck.
I have the money with me. I tried to contact my dad, but he's not responding to me. I also tried to help you raise some money. I got $100. Please, Mummy. I want to meet with you. Please, let me come and stay with you and work. God bless you, Mummy. Yours, daughter Jennifer.
Boy, these guys got more balls than a pool table. I swear to God, to sit and write that shit chowder and expect her to buy it. And she hook, line, and sinker, boy. Let me tell you.
So she responds back, Jennifer, do not use your money. I do not want you to lose any money. This is no good. Please. I hope you can get the funds, but not me, from Anne. So Anne doesn't want Jennifer to lose this money.
Right, right.
Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ.
Then this is a conversation between Anne and Parker Green on May 4th. This is Anne. I have no interest in funds and gold bars. This is all scam. Parker Green says, all right, okay. Anne goes, so I'll block all of you out. Bye. And Parker goes, take care. And he goes, please do not contact my daughter again before you contaminate her.
Stop right there for a sec. Right there is the whole thing where we thought that she may be in with them money laundering with the gold bars. Right there she states to him that she doesn't want to be part of that. Do you think that she's being truthful? She's covering up? She's stupid?
Well, I think a lot of things there. But I think...
What are your thoughts?
But Miller's the one with the gold bars, not Parker. So I don't know
why... But she was saying that she doesn't want to be part of this.
Yeah.
Is she stating it to cover her tracks, or is she stating it to be just sincere?
I think she hasn't gotten the money. She's like, you know what? I don't want to do this with you people anymore.
Right. Anymore, but do you think that
think
there was...
I think at one
point
she was greedy.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's a key thing, because basically people are pointing their fingers at her that she's in with these folks trying to launder this money for these damn gold bars.
So she goes, I will block all of you out. Bye. And he goes, take care. Do not contact my daughter again before you contaminate her. And Anne says, I will not send any shit money.
Oh, thank goodness. You know what? If it's shit money, it really needs to be laundered.
Wow, good point.
There you go.
That a girl, Pip. Pip might be under the weather, but the ovaries have kicked into overdrive.
That's right.
They're carrying her through. So she writes to Jennifer, I will not contact you again. I did delete your dad. Thanks for all. Bye. So then this is an email that she sends to Jennifer... And Green Parker, Parker Green is Skill Pogranda. Last week I saw it was Miller. It's actually Parker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the hell it is. It's one of them. She goes to Jennifer, I talked to your dad. Please ask. Jennifer, I have no money now. I asked your dad to contact James, that's Miller, and I will talk to him again. By the way, I have no idea what is going on now. Where is Gold Bars? And now why your dad asked me to take UK funds? Which one should go first? I am waiting for James, too. Please ask. Everything, okay? And then we can make one decision. I hope you can stay with me. When I talk to the school teacher, they also worry about you. P.S. The terrorists are looking for me and try to find out who can bust scammers. Terry, Jane, and me will be in danger. Hey, I'm in danger. Why don't you move in with me?
Yeah.
That's just not good parenting. So Jennifer responds, "Dear Mummy Ann, I went to lawyer's office this evening. The lawyer, Mr. Morris, is a good person, and he told me that he will do everything so that the funds can be transferred into your account. Please, Mummy, try to send the $700 to the lawyer," as he said.
That's just funny. God, these people are just absolutely ruthless. They're just, I mean, she's got this girl, pretend girl, calling her Mummy, and then she's like, oh, please, using every tactic, please, Mummy, send the lawyer the money.
But that's the whole funny thing. Look, we've all done acting, and it's like part of what you do in a role is do your character background and research, and these pricks actually did it.
Yeah.
You know, with the whole Mummy stuff.
Let's see. So please, Mummy, try to send the $700 to the lawyer. As he said, he is right, and he has shown me evidence. This is as good as all the arrests that Brown Cotton has made.
Mm.
You know, the scammers, building their own resume with horse shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, I've done 3 HBO specials. Just don't look into that.
Yeah.
Please, Mummy, try to send the $700 to the lawyer. As he said, he is right, and he has shown me evidence. I really want to come meet you, Mummy, because I am very lonely here. Please help me. Mummy, after when you have the funds into your account, then you can send Mr. Morris to France to help secure the gold certificates, and he can ship them to you while I am there with you in Japan. Please listen to me, Mummy. Yours sincerely, daughter, Jennifer.
Now, how are they gonna work this out? What if she says, yeah, come to Japan? How? I guess there'll be a whole bunch of shenanigans connected with that. Yeah,
no, I'm pretty sure it'd be straightforward, Joe.
Yeah. She'll actually go, and they'll stare an apartment, and it'll be all nice.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be happy. It's gonna have a happy ending.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be good.
I think that poor girl's gonna get run over again.
Freaking run her over. So Anne writes, this is the comment now, I never see any funds. They lie!
Of course, because they're scammers.
Yes. And I respond. Anne, do the people in your life, your loved ones, colleagues, friends, etc., ever ask you for money? Most likely no. If they do and you say you don't have it, they take your answer and accept it. All of these people you've been dealing with online try to manipulate you with emotion. Somebody is sick. Somebody's in an accident. Just a little bit more money. Please, Mummy, etc. These are all scammer tactics. The Pedro portion of the scam was phase one. The Brown, Miller, Green, Santos, etc. was phase two. The goal was to take all of your money, milk you dry. They succeeded. If you still contact them now, you're starting to put your financial situation back together. There's a good chance they will return. For your own best interest, you should never talk with any of them again. This is my best advice to you. And remember, she's carbon copying them on all the emails that she's sending back and forth to me.
Why would you?
Because she's not very good at this. Mr. Davin!
Six, whoa. I believe.
Pip, are we up to six?
We're up to seven.
Oh,
Jesus.
Joe, you lost to Mr. Davin.
No, Jesus.
No, he was not. Jesus was not mentioned. Yeah. Mr. Davin, my true experiences. They are not human beings. They never returned the money to me. When I had no money to buy food, they asked me to pay for the fees. When Jennifer needed money, they asked me to raise money for her, too. They wanted me to die out. Indeed, they did this to me. I got violence before, and I had no money to see a doctor. This fucking Miller asked me to raise money. Please, send him to the court, because he murdered me with Green. It is truth. I do hate them. And I respond, Anne, I know you hate them. It is understandable. At some point, you're going to have to move past the hate, or this will be present in your life forever. You don't want that. They are ghosts. Send me a picture of Miller. You said he is a Marine. I want to see if he's a Marine or Army, but yeah, I know what it is. Oops. Mr. Davin!
Eight, I believe.
Yeah. You host a radio show. You should tell them your comments. I think I do every week.
You're doing it right now on the radio show.
Yeah, on the radio show.
On the radio show.
You all my journals.
Dreams can come true.
Yes. Well, or something. You should tell them your comment. I really want to laugh.
What did she say?
You should tell them your comment. I really want to laugh. Because you truly criticize them as scammers. I don't know.
Because they are.
The ways...
I want to laugh at that. What's funny here, honey?
Well, in her defense, a lot. The ways they did to me reminds me of Pedro Simpson. The way they did is totally the same as Pedro. Ha 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 ha. Pedro Simpson was another fake FBI guy.
Yes.
Fucking lies from Miller. I do hate him. That would be the great title of like a book.
Yeah, fucking lies from Miller.
Fucking, I would read that book.
Because when you're looking for fucking lies, Miller is where you go.
It's not a beer commercial.
I know.
He turned it into a beer
but
commercial.
But it's like, fucking lies from Miller, fucking lies.
This is the conversation between Miller and Anne.
Mm.
Anne says, "Do not call me love. Fuck you, assholes. Go to hell." He goes, "Yes, I will. Never. I know I did nothing bad to you. You just accused me for nothing." Anne says, "You kill me." Miller says, "Why will I kill you?" Anne says, "You destroy my life. That is true." Miller says, "Every day I get info about the funds because I'm writing. I'm at the computer. Shit's happening. I'm workshopping it." Anne says, "I have no money to pay for insurance." Obamacare.
Mm.
Miller says, "I will never do anything to hurt you. Now Mars wants to leave Malaysia." Anne says, "I do not believe in you." Miller says, "I know all the funds will be freezed. How much money?" Anne says, "That is his problem." Miller says, "Just a little amount." Anne says, "I have no money." Miller says, "This is the problem. I know that."
"What good are you?"
Anne says, "Are you blind?" Miller says, "No." Anne says, "Do not contact me anymore. Fuck off." And this is dated October 12, 2013. Again, more Anne and Miller. "The decision is made," says Anne. Miller says, "Okay, thank you." Anne says, "Return the money to me. Credit cards. My company." Miller says, "If it is because of the $1,200 you lose, all that you have worked for good." Anne says, "All of them chase me. Why not pay for it?" Miller says, "I don't know what you're talking about."
Oh, my God.
And I like the way she says, "Return the money immediately." Oh, I'll get right on that.
Why don't you say so?
Yeah, why don't you say so?
He could all along, but he was just holding out.
Yeah, oh, we'll cut you a check in the morning.
I had no idea you were displeased. You hit it so well. "I have no money. Do you see the truth?" Miller says, "Yes." Anne says, "What did you do to me?" Anne says, "Fuck you. Fuck you. Brown cotton." Miller says, "I will try to get money tomorrow afternoon." Anne says, "Eric Bohr." Miller says, "Who? They scam me. My company said so. Ha ha ha. Scammers." Miller says, "Try to send what you have to David." That's the fake FBI guy.
All right.
David Copper in Ghana. Anne says, and I quote, "Fuck off." Miller says, "I will send what I have to him." And Anne says, "Get out of my life." Miller says, "I do this because I love you seriously." And again, this is the one where Miller's the one she supposedly had a love interest in.
And who said that?
Miller says, "I do this because I love you seriously." Like he's trying to help her. So I respond, "I assure you, those who listen to my show know that I hold these people that you have been dealing with and their ilk in very low regard."
Mm-hmm.
Have I been clear with that, kids?
Yeah.
Extremely.
I try not to be subtle in certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Davin!
Oh!
Miller is using this photo now. Ha ha ha! It's easy to download it. Attached his Green's photo. He's using it now as his profile on Yahoo Messenger. Ha ha ha! They're assholes. See what you said? Send it to the investigation department. He is James Harrison Miller. New media sometimes make mistakes too. I do tell you that he's James H. Miller. Melvin Santos asked me to cooperate with him, but I never! I respond. The man in the picture is Jeffrey Miller, not James Miller. Not James, and is retired and is in the Army, not the Marines. Green is another male model. And then I show her the pictures and that prove this. I go, "You need to understand this." One of them's from a bodybuilding website.
They just don't give a shit.
No. I go, "You need to understand this, Anne. It is important. The man whose picture you sent me is a victim of identity theft. He's formerly the U.S. Army. His pictures are all over the internet. You never spoke to the real man whose picture that is. You spoke to an imposter. There are hundreds of women who have been victims of this. Please understand me." I'm trying, kids. And then she sends me this. "To CID. These two soldiers are real. This first one is James Miller, and he flew..." This is what she's sending to the CID. And he flew back to USA. "He demanded to leave the war zone by himself, and the rule of Army has changed. I'm tired of people shooting at me."
The rule of Army is... Yeah, you can go home.
You don't like the loud boom-booms in the
dirt? Yeah, we don't like the bullets whizzing by anyway. Yeah, you can go home.
It's getting a little redundant. You're right. You should leave.
That's crazy. She actually believes this?
Look at the other shit she's been leaving for the past several months.
Thank you, Joe.
I know, but she's thinking... The guy goes AWOL, and that's cool?
He didn't go AWOL.
The Army approved it.
Yeah, he said
he didn't go home.
Oh,
what the hell?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. It's easier to get out of the Army than it is doing this show on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, right?
Pip, I don't feel well. Fuck you. We have rules.
Yeah. I'll call in.
You're doing it anyway.
Yeah, damn you and the Army. Damn you and the ovaries. What, you think this is some sissy bullshit pussy stuff like the Army? No, you'll fucking serve, Missy.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're looking for. These two soldiers are real. The first one is James Millen. He flew back to the USA. He demanded to leave the war zone by himself, and the rule of army has changed. He asked me to pay for his flight ticket, yellow card, and then he carried gold bars from war zone to USA. He asked me to pay lots of money, and he never returns the money to me. They were online last night. James Miller, captain. He's in the Bahamas now. And then she...
Yes, that's where you want to be stationed. That's a plum assignment.
Really?
Stationed in the Bahamas. I've seen a lot of shit go down. I was stationed in the Bahamas. You know how tough it is at the pool bar? You don't know what it's like. You don't know!
I saw people call for their drinks, and they took a long time.
So the mail address for Miller is Skill Pogranda. Somebody remember that one? I can't remember who the hell's email address it is, that it's Miller.
Miller.
Skill Pogranda. Mm. Parker Green, he's in Kabul. His mail address is green1parker@yahoo.com. They told me they would return the money to me, but never. They are real soldiers, and please do not ignore this. IC Brown Cotton. And then she gives his email address, which is ic3crimeukusa@gmail.com.
She's not getting it that they're scammers. She's blaming them, but she's still calling them soldiers.
And he says, these people scam me. I did see it many times. Please try to see if I'm telling the truth. And she sent me some links from whoscammedyou.com, which is an anti-scammer link. Thank you, Anne. And this is, I guess, what they wrote to her. Yes, they are from Marines, and they are... No, she writes to me. Yes, they are from Marines, and they are real soldiers. They use lots of money, and they told me they would return the money to me, but not. I will send it to IC3, FBI. They also do report them to the Interpol. Thanks. One more issue. Behind fake soldier profiles, many scammers are mafias or terrorists, and I found it. I really do not know how many soldiers will get killed in the war zone. I report it to IC3 and Interpol. I do not know why CID do not do it. Thanks anyway. Well, apparently, she's like a secret spy that knows shit nobody else does.
No, she just doesn't know shit.
Yeah, all right. That works, too. All three of those people were scammers. They might not. This is me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All three of those people were scammers. They might even be the same person. They work to manipulate you. This is what scammers do. Miller's from the army. His uniform even says so. It is all part of the scam, and it does say so. Stupid. She goes, send it to Pentagon. You all know the truth.
Oh my God.
I'm the problem.
It's like you're saying. Look, even the uniform is wrong, and she's like, bringing the Pentagon?
Mr. Davin!
Ooh.
Agreed. She says agreed.
Hmm.
You have sent me a lot of emails. I believe you've... Oh, this is me responding. You have sent me a lot of emails. I believe you felt they were incompetent and did not know how to do funds transfer. Is that correct? I agree. They are terrible individuals. She goes, this is the truth. I just want to say I lost so much money. I worked hard every day to pay the debts back to my company. They destroy my life and make me lose trust among my friends here. My mom once worried about me because I want to commit suicide. My cousin lent me so much money, but he never asked me to return the money to him. Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Miller, and Green destroy me and make my life useless. This is the truth. They are like invisible killers by using financial loss. I do not want to look back anymore. Please, send it to your government, and please tell the people the truth that the authorities want money from the victims. Anne. I go, no. He's from Marines. She goes, I'm sorry. Oh, look at me being all stupid. So she's correcting me. No, he's from the Marines. His pay dot is 06, a commissioned officer. Green is from the Marines. Please send it out. Anne. So-called criminal Melvin Santos. I know you're online. You still keep silent. You admit you are a scammer, but you told me you are real. And now it's time for ball busting blue.
Mm.
You are the scammer from Africa. I guess you are from Ghana because you asked the victims to pay for the fees to Ghana. Why not join Davin's radio show and tell people you eat the victims' money? Why not?
Well, I like the way she's lumping us in with them.
No, she's saying he should come on the show.
Mm.
She's doing what you don't. She's acting as a producer. She's. You could learn something from her work ethic, Joseph. Tell the people you eat the victims. Can you just go, yeah, so I take all their money and I eat it. You know, I'm looking forward to when they turn the $20 bill into a woman because I'd like to eat a woman for a change. Yeah. Thank you, Pip. Sometimes that laugh comes in help handy for me, too. Because Joe gave me nothing. I appreciate it.
Because it deserved it. Yes, it deserved it.
Maybe I did, but Pip saved it. You are a coward, and this is why you do not reply to him. You admit you are a real scammer from Africa. You are blind. You listen to Brown Cotton, but ignore the real people who got hit by scam. You used me. You are not a human being. Where are my funds? You used Morris Mariba, and I paid him so much money. 286,980 Japanese yen, which is about $3,000 US. I never get UK funds. You sent me mail saying it went to Australia. Ha ha ha! Now the funds were moved to Malaysia. I want to see how much lies you are creating. Fuck you, assholes. You are a real scammer. Shame on you. So-called criminal Melvin. This is your lawyer that you are using. He is fucking idiot.
Once again, she calls them scammers, and then in the next sentence, she calls them incompetent.
Yes. Yes, she does. So do you want me to go on a little bit more, or do you want to end it?
Go a couple more minutes.
Well, you got yourself a damn it all red, mister.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh! Like when somebody discovers Pip's clit. Oh! Thank you, because I felt really bad about that.
You should.
Yeah, it was terrible. Especially since there's so much issues going on down there.
Yeah, that's it's a hot zone.
Yeah, you don't dance in a condemned area. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
Am I
when you go through a construction zone, you can't go speeding through there.
No, exactly.
There's cones up and everything down there.
It's like being a sneaky kid trying to break into a haunted house. You just don't do it.
Yeah, if you look through a scope, you'd look inside and you see a guy with the slime with slow in there.
Yeah, well, or in my case, the haunted house, there's cobwebs and nothing good in there.
Right.
You stay out. That's what I should have done. I apologize.
Mike, if it wasn't for your meddling dick.
Yes. Damn it all, Red. He's the man full of lies. Shame on you. And then this is...
Who's the man full of lies?
Morris Mariba.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal Melvin Santos, you're an old man. I think you will get stroke soon, or you are suffering from Alzheimer's. I guess that's her medical opinion.
Sounds like what the doctor's going to tell me tomorrow. But anyway.
You got a doctor's appointment tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, you're the best of luck. Godspeed.
Yeah.
Hope your ovaries are fine.
Yeah.
You will never get healed, even in hell. Shame on you.
You'll never get healed, even in hell. There's no medical services there.
hiding, because you choked the money from the victims. Shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. Fuck off, because you lied. Mr. Davin, lessons in life. What?
I'm marveling at how many there are tonight.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. You got to guess high sometimes, kids. You never know. Yeah. Mr. Davin, lessons in life. See through their skills. The ways they did to me is the same as the way scammers did to me. This is fucking lies from Morris Mariba. I never get any info from the bank in Japan. They are fucking liars. It almost seems like shit's starting to seep in.
But one minute it doesn't, the next minute it doesn't.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Damn it all, Red.
Mm. Wow.
Whoa.
See, everybody underestimated Pip with this category.
Yeah.
But wounded ovaries and all, she was correct.
Mm.
The skill from them. The fees will never be completed and is never-ending payment. And then here's an email from Jennifer to Anne. Mummy Anne, I am not a scammer. Please do not call me this word. I have gone to meet my friend's father here in UK, and I explained to him. So he went with me this morning to the bank, and they said if they do the transfer without the tax clearance for Japan, that the funds will be blocked and they're there, and you'll find it difficult to clear out the funds. I begged Mr. Roland, my friend's dad, and he promised to give me £500. I will help you with it. You are my only hope. Please save me. Yours sincerely, daughter Jennifer. I respond, I know exactly what type of lowlife's there. Look at this. I quote, 1,050 in the dollar stein is after the 1050. I still need $200. Jennifer is supposed to be the daughter of an American soldier, correct? American soldiers would write with the dollar sign in front of the 1050 and the dollar sign in front of the $200. We put the dollar sign in front of the money. These are the types of clues that reveal things about these creeps.
Right.
So, do you want me to continue or do you want to end?
I just want to hear what her answer to that was.
Mr. Davin! This one is from so-called Melvin Santos. He will go to hell, burn in hell. He used Morris Mariba. I never get any info from my bank in Japan. Fuck them up. Mr. Davin.
Fuck them up.
Mr. Davin. They always said they want to help me, and they asked me to raise money, even I have no money. They know I had a job, and they tried to kill me by using financial loss, and I never get any money or any info from the Bank of Japan. Fucking liars, all of them. Their skill. They paid some, and they asked me to raise some. Then the fees I paid are never enough. They asked me to pay more and more because there are many problems coming up next, or the funds will be held in other countries. This is typical 419 scam. They use the issue money laundering. If it is legal, the funds will go to my account smoothly. Why they asked to pay for the fees? It is real scam. Pure scam. Truth. And I respond, yes, Ann, you're 100% correct. I need you to do me a favor. When you have moments of doubt and think maybe they are real, or maybe they have good hearts, or just make mistakes, I need you to read exactly what you wrote me. I need you to print out that message below and leave it in a place where you can always read it and when you start to have doubts. This is very important. Will you do that for me? Go on or end, Joe?
Leave it right there.
All right. Can I have a pen, sir?
Yes.
Pippo, can you please give me a tally?
Yeah, we had
13
Mr.
Devins. 13
Wow.
Mr.
Devins. That's
a record. Is it? I don't know if that's a record.
I think it's a record.
I don't know. We had a really high tally once before, but this has been the most in a long time.
I know somebody who should know. Tom. What's the record for Mr. Devins?
I know. Let's see what he does. So
Tom knows all.
By the way, Lisa says that thing that you asked her to copy and paste someplace where she can see it all the time. She says, tattoo it on your ass, girl.
I don't think she's going to see it there, Lisa. It's a little hard to see.
Well, her head's been up there for so long. Maybe she pops out every once in a while and she'll read it. Anyway.
She's not a groundhog, stupid, and there's not going to be a weatherman looking to read it to her once a year.
Oh, Tom says that this is the record. The old record was 8. Thank you, Secretary Tom.
Get the fuck out of here. He pulled that out of his ass where Ann's head is. There's no way he knew that. There's no way.
I don't know.
He doesn't even listen all the fucking time.
More than I do.
I know. Tom usually knows shit that rings a bell, but, I mean, for him to pull that out of his ass is just... I don't. Do you believe it, Joe?
Tom. Yeah, he keeps pretty good records.
Somebody should.
Well, we always considered him the fourth member of the show.
Yeah, but I mean, to pull that out of the ass, I was just kidding. All right, Tom, we'll take your word. I'm not, because I'm certainly not going to go back and listen to every show.
So then we had the you all doubted me, damn it all, red category, and we had
hold on, look at fucking Pip gloating there. She doesn't do that very often
because we had a lot more damn it all reds than we ever had. I was thinking I was ballsy picking one.
Well, you doubt the helix.
Mm.
You don't doubt the helix.
I know.
Mm.
Then this is my downfall. I thought it was going to be a big fucking liars night.
Well, hold on. What was the damn it all red total?
It was a damn it all red night.
No, so, no. Stupid. How many damn it all reds were there?
4.
Thank you. That's the number we were looking for. What was the most anybody guessed?
1.
Christ. What was the closest anybody got with the Mr. Devins?
Well, let's see. The closest for Mr. Devin was me because I said 7.
Okay.
I was a high guesser.
Okay.
And Joe, Tom, and I all said 1 for damn it all red. Everybody else said 0.
No. Oh.
And then... for fucking liars, the only one who called it was Tom, was 0. So
really?
I had 2, and Tom had 1.
And, the big news out of this is Joe's girl and her game shut out.
Mm.
Not much. This is where Joe's girl got her reputation, not for being with Joe, but for this game. Yeah. Oh, there you go. See, well, good job, Pip. You guessed good category. Well, 2 of the 3 categories were good.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. We'll do that next week. Next week, because we're going to be off in 2 weeks. So next week we're gonna do our Mother's Day show, among other things. It's the worst moms of the year, which is always fun. Pain in the ass to find. I'm not going to lie, because as always, we have to find terrible moms that haven't really killed their kids. It's like just short of abysmal.
Yeah.
That's the category.
Yes.
That should also be on our mission statement.
Wait, how would you describe it? It's a wrecking
room. Abysmal.
Yeah. Just short of abysmal.
These guys are really honest with themselves.
Yeah, right. Devin's den. Just short of abysmal.
Not against it. All right. Let's thank some folks for allowing this to happen.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
How about it?
Let's do this.
Should any moment now. stupid.
You gotta tell me when I gotta read mine because I can't see you.
She's got a point, stupid.
No, I know, but you know when yours go.
But she's not here. There's no eye contact.
Pip's always here. She's here in spirit. We're surrounded by her ovaries. They're a presence. Mm. Do you want to feel safe? Did you see chalk? No.
Funny.
Do you want to? That's a false story, by the way.
It's
on Snopes. It's a false story. It wasn't quite as bad.
Thank God.
Where the kids needed to say, thank God indeed.
Yeah.
thank God the kids who saw the Trump chalk didn't need a safe space. Because really, you just want to go, ugh. Because I don't think chalk should be used to threaten anybody, Joe. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Make sure you don't misplace your gun if you're being attacked with one. Never be a criminal's easy target again. What? What? We're having fun. It's good times, right, Joe? Nobody knows. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Respredico today. What?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
It's in the fucking paper.
Well, now you're giving a little bit more to it. But nobody knows. It's good. If I was going to play a hide-and-go-seek, that's something I would deal with. Anyway, the age was right. Anyway, contact Sensei Respredico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russfredico@yahoo.com. RussFredico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead. Joseph?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, and Monday through Saturday, Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year that are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And on July 15th, we'll be starring the very funny Joe Bronzy. So experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. Hey, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Pip.
Which one?
Doesn't fucking matter. Pick one.
Okay. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to make reservations to their comedy show on May 13th, starring Brad Lowry from HBO.
Ah, Side Splitting Productions.
Stop it, stupid. You weren't ready to read. You're scolding everybody. You're ready to go now?
No, I was. I said, ah. You jumped on nothing.
No, I did. You weren't ready.
No. What is this, 2011?
No, you're barking. You're barking and rolling your eyes at everybody.
Have you worked with you? It's not the treat you think it is. I was trying to get through. And this is why eyes roll. By the way, my daughter fucking rolls her eyes at me all the time.
Well, with good reason.
Yeah.
Because she's at that age where you're not daddy anymore. You're him.
Yes. But then the thing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I go, stop rolling your eyes at me. She goes, I didn't roll my eyes at you. I just looked at the top. What? What? Yeah, you don't have googly eyes.
You're now stupid who pays the bills.
Yes! Yes! Fucking despicable. That's the problem with kids. You can't go, you know what? You're a fucking asshole. You can't do that. Like,
well, now you can. Now, but back in the day, I was called that plenty of times.
Yeah, but not when you were 9. Really?
Under Nettie's watch? Sure.
She said, Joseph, you're a fucking asshole. Well, that explains things.
Yeah.
For one,
that's
why that...
That's kind of harsh.
What?
That's kind of harsh. Yeah.
Oh, me or Nettie?
Nettie.
Yeah.
I agree. All right. Most people don't call their kids fucking assholes at age 9. I didn't know you were raised in the fucking wilderness. The rest of us.
You know me. Who, you know, I was.
You know, no, I'm not saying it wasn't justified. You hold it under your breath. You don't proclaim it loudly.
Right, well, it beats getting a strap.
It does, but I mean, look, I would not call my kid a fucking asshole to her face.
Well, that's the modern times.
Am I soft, Joe?
No. You're civil.
Oh, okay. I'm not being a pussy liberal. I'm not being a libtard not saying my 9-year-old's a fucking asshole.
No.
Because that's the problem with today's kids. They don't get the expletive-filled tirades that we got.
They're not being talked to like they're all from a yard foreman.
When we were growing up, you got scolded like you stole something.
Yeah.
Even if you just wouldn't eat your veggies.
Parents would talk to us like a yard foreman.
Were you ever called a fucking asshole, Pip? I mean, I know you have by me, but I mean as a kid.
Oh, you mean as a child? Yeah. No, I wasn't.
Yeah, that's pretty harsh, Joe.
Yeah, well.
Look at you. Yeah, well, it's just the way it was. It's the island. That's how we do things out there. You never know when a hurricane's going to blow through.
That's true.
You got to get your point across quickly.
That's right.
No reason to mince words. You're a fucking asshole. Now eat your SpaghettiOs. Okay. Back to the read I was going to do till Joe brought all this about. Side-Splitting Productions, the company that provides all this great entertainment. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com for all your comedic entertainment needs, murder mysteries, children's entertainers. I guarantee you, our kids' entertainers, they will not call your kid a fucking asshole. I will put that in writing for you. So give us a call at 5... See, I
it's the side-splitting guarantee.
It is the side-splitting guarantee. Just short of abysmal. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip, last read.
Yes, this is, sometimes you feel like a slice, sometimes you need much more, a quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want a manja. Gencarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Gencarelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, or have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.gencarellispizzanewjersey.com. That's www.gencarellispizzanewjersey.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old-world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Gencarelli's.
Okay. Pip, anything going on for Mr. Helix this week?
No, not this week.
Joe?
Be at Governor's Comedy Club Governor's McGuire's Comedy Club on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. My home club in Jersey, Uncle Vinny's. Dial 1-877-UNCLE.VIN for tickets and info.
I'll tell you what, for an owner who does not like me, even though he's never met me, he sure does get a lot of plugs on this show.
Nah, that's funny.
Yeah, look at that. Fucking
that's
ironic.
Funny.
He got the last laugh on that
one. Right.
The same thing out in Governors, too. That guy don't like me either.
A lot of advertising on there.
I'll tell you what, for the fucking places that can't stand me, they get a lot of...
Dino and Marks are sending you a thank you letter.
Yeah, well, listen, they're not exactly the most adored people in the comedy industry either. So they should, though. We should get them to sponsor. You should do that, Joe, because I can't.
Yeah. And stay out. Yeah.
Yeah, but they like you.
Yeah, I know.
You should do that.
Okay.
You won't. You won't. You should.
Oh, great. You're going to get Joe thrown out of there, too.
Hey, did you pitch the brisket place?
No, the manager's not there at night to do that.
Well, fucking march your ass in there another time.
All right.
We got to get that brisket case of that brisket place.
No, you missed. We get like a whole fucking 15 minutes at the close of the show on the deliciousness of a place where her husband was playing.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, so I figure if we're going to give them this type of publicity, they should at least sponsor the show.
Yeah, really. Kick in a couple of bucks.
Because that's what I'm saying. See, now you're on board. Now you're on board. All right. Wednesday, April 20th, I'll be on the 11 p.m. show. Of course I will. Broadway Comedy Club. New York, New York. For tickets, 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. They actually sent a very nice tweet about me.
Really?
Yesterday.
What did they say?
Very funny act or something. Really funny act.
Sure it was you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I posted where I was going to be, and then they tweeted to me, and they tweeted, that's nice. Yeah. When a big club like that does it?
Yeah.
So take that, Uncle Vinny's.
Nice.
Actually, Uncle Vinny's doesn't know if I'm a funny act or not funny act. They just know no.
No.
Friday, April 22nd, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy in Augusta, New Jersey at Skyland Stadium, starring John LaRocca, Rob Falcone, and Chris Monty.
A good show. That's a good show.
Well, I don't put together bad shows.
I understand.
For tickets, call 973-383-7644, 973-383-7644. Saturday, April 23rd, I'll be in Somerdale, New Jersey at the Fire Hall. What? 856-309-9652. 856-309-9652. As I said, next week we are going to do our very fun Mother's Day show. Got some other. I'm working on something. I'll do a little teasing. I'm trying to get this done for us. I'm going to try to bring somebody in who used to work at Live Nation, which is the biggest ticket seller, the ones who put on all these concerts, to hopefully give us the tips on how to get the tickets we want, when's the best time to do it, how seats are blocked out, because a lot of us, we don't know, and summer concert season is upon us. I know I'm going to a boatload of shows, some with the members of this show here, so I'm going to try to get him on the air. I think that would be very interesting for the folks, so we're going to try to do that next week. Good. All right.
Okay, good.
All right, Tasmanian devil.
No.
That's what he sounds like right before he spins.
No, but the funny thing. But you say that, you're waiting for something, and
yes,
it's like.
Yes, because it's a show in this conversation.
I understand. You made a statement. We get it.
Clearly.
Well, I wasn't really expecting what to go next either. Yay!
I don't know. It was a very. I'm not even bring a pencil and paper. Write the stuff the guy has to say.
We fucking. This show's recorded. Stupid. Hit replay.
I understand that, but you know, it's like that. All right, fine.
If Tom could take notes, you can. Stupid. All right. Enough. I've had enough of both of you.
Same here.
Thank you guys for hanging out in the Den Pen. Always a pleasure. Thank you guys for listening live wherever you are. We know people listen. They're not in the Den Pen. Thank you guys for listening on replay. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.